WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. An Ohio man is sentenced to just under 4 years in prison for his role in the beating of Andre Harris the day of a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville. Harrisonburg's new police chief holds a town hall-style meeting, and the Chesapeake Bay Foundation says the Bay's health has gotten a little worse. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, January 8th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
An Ohio man has been sentenced to just under 4 years in prison for his role in the beating of a black man the day of a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville. Daniel Borden was sentenced on Monday to 20 years, but most of that sentence was suspended. His active sentence amounts to 3 years and 10 months. Borden of Huber Heights, Ohio, was one of four men charged in the August 12, 2017 beating of DeAndre Harris in Charlottesville. Borden entered an Alford plea to malicious wounding. That plea means Borden did not admit guilt, but acknowledged prosecutors had enough evidence to convict him. WVIR-TV in Charlottesville reports that during his sentencing hearing, Borden told the judge he is not a bigot and that he is remorseful. He also apologized to Harris. Nearly 4 months into his new job leading the Harrisonburg Police Department, Chief Eric English hosted a town hall meeting on Monday night. Stressing the importance of partnering with the public, English plans to continue hosting similar events in the future. WMRE's Andrew Jenner reports.
Chief Eric English's commitment to transparency begins on the business cards he brought to hand out at Monday's town hall. They list his cell phone number, and he really hopes that people call.
We need your input, we need your help, we need your assistance. Public safety is a shared responsibility.
Several dozen people attended the wide-ranging meeting. English began by highlighting priorities ranging from youth engagement to deploying new technology to his support for alternative practices like restorative justice, among other things.
We get a lot of mental health cases that we have to deal with. And I'll just be honest with you, law enforcement agencies across the country, we were not built for mental health. But we've had to adapt ourselves to make sure that we can cover those mental health cases, because we get called on those.
As a result, English has mandated crisis intervention training for all officers, including himself. His department is also starting peer support groups to meet in-house mental health needs.
We go through a lot of traumatic incidents in the job and the profession that we have. If anybody's been doing this job for any period of time, it's always been, all right, get back to it, suck it up, this is what you signed up for. Yep, we did, we signed up for it. But just because you see a lot of things don't mean it doesn't affect you in some form or fashion.
During an hour-long Q&A after he spoke, English was pressed on his department's cooperation with federal ICE agents, which he said is very limited. English was also asked whether he's concerned about disproportionate use of force against African Americans and public perception of local police. Last month, controversy arose over cell phone video of an African American woman being tasered by police originally responding to a noise complaint. In response, English backed his officers' actions and took the unusual step of releasing body camera footage.
I don't want it to be a situation where we're looking to catch the Harrisonburg Police Department doing something wrong. We're not always going to get it right. But let's not wait until that time happens. Let's try to work on some things that you see going wrong in your neighborhoods. Let's try to correct those now.
For WMRA News, I'm Andrew Jenner.
Virginia lawmakers will debate tax policy, gambling, and a host of other issues during this year's legislative session. Legislators are set to return to the Capitol on Wednesday for the 2019 session kickoff. Taxes will be at the top of this year's agenda. A 2017 federal tax overhaul that limits how businesses can account for losses and what kind of deductions individuals can take is set to provide a multi-billion dollar windfall in state taxes. Republicans who control the General Assembly want to give most of that money back to taxpayers, while Governor Ralph Northam wants to use the money on school construction and boosting reserves. Lawmakers will also consider approving sports betting and legalizing casinos. Governor Northam wants to make it easier to vote early and harder for political candidates to bring in big checks. The Democratic governor outlined a package of proposed legislation Monday that includes a bill to allow no-excuse absentee voting. Virginia currently limits absentee voting to people with a number of qualifying reasons. The governor is also proposing new campaign finance limits that would cap donations at $10,000, block direct donations from corporations, and prohibit lawmakers from the personal use of campaign funds. Northam said the proposals would boost public confidence in politics, but he added that his political action committee will continue to accept large corporate donations Until the laws are changed, the GOP-controlled General Assembly has defeated similar proposals in past years. Monday morning, House Democrats outlined a set of legislative proposals dealing with gun safety. As Virginia Public Radio's Mallory No Pain reports, Democrats say the measures are focused on saving lives.
The legislative proposals go far beyond stopping school shootings. They focus on more common gun deaths, making it harder for someone to commit suicide with a gun, and protecting minors from accidentally shooting themselves or a friend. Minority Leader Delegate Eileen Fillercorn says in many cases, removing guns can help save lives.
We're not talking about removing guns altogether, reducing and in a common sense way in instances where you have somebody who either shouldn't have the gun or an abuser. There are situations when they should be limited.
Democrats plan to introduce legislation that would make it easier to confiscate guns from domestic abusers as well as from people suffering from mental illness. They'd also like to create a tax exemption for gun safes and require people report a lost or stolen firearm. In years past, similar measures have failed in the Republican-controlled General Assembly. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell has filed for divorce from his wife of 42 years. The Virginian Pilot says that McDonnell confirmed to the paper on Monday that he filed the paperwork. Online court records show that McDonnell filed for divorce against Maureen McDonnell in November. The McDonnells were convicted of public corruption in 2014 after federal investigators said the family received more than $170,000 in gifts, cash, or loans from a businessman. The U.S. Supreme Court later overturned their convictions. Finally today, the Chesapeake Bay Foundation's State of the Bay report, released on Monday, gives the Bay Health a failing grade. The score actually dropped 1 point from last year as massive rainfalls increased pollution. WCVE's Charles Fishburn reports.
The Bay, in Captain John Smith's time, would have scored 100. Last year, according to CBF scientists, it was 33.
Simply put, the Bay suffered a massive assault in 2018.
Will Baker, president of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation.
For the first time in 10 years, CBF's State of the Bay report score declined.
Nitrogen and phosphorus pollution was up. Water clarity was down.
We can choose to save the Bay by following our heralded scientific institution's advice. Continue to implement the blueprint and immediately begin to address climate change.
Charles Fishburn, WMRA News.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Tuesday.